about earthquake. I don't know if you can talk about luck, but in an earthquake with this magnitude, Japan, or striking Japan, is probably the best place it can strike in terms of less damage. Because when you compare to earthquakes we have seen in the rest of the world, and not we're not even talking about Haiti now, I mean, no other country can cope with an earthquake like this.
But can any country, however well prepared, cope with such a scale of an earthquake? 8.9, we saw its devastating impact.
But that's also the reason why it's so amazing that you don't see any more. Of course, there's casualties in Japan, and it's dreadful, the one that's already there. But compared to what could have been, it's really a lucky one. What I'm more concerned about is tsunami now going to countries that are not as well prepared as Japan is at the moment.
Which countries specifically, and how well prepared do you think are the countries that may lie on the path of this tsunami?
But as we heard from the Federation of the Red Cross, they are warning. I mean, you have countries out there that do not have a warning system. You have people living on remote islands or in countries where you do not get in contact with the local authorities and so on all the time, and they do not have a local warning system. And that's what worries me at the moment. And I won't sort of feel okay until I've heard that the tsunami have passed all these places.
Do you feel that this early warning system has been well developed enough since the last major tsunami struck in 2004?
I mean, definitely you just see with all the media attention it is to it now, and it's, I think, our first live tsunami ever in the entire world history. It's there's so much more attention on it, so also many people know what to do. I mean, not so many are taken by surprise. I don't think any tourists that are going to Asia, especially from the Scandinavian countries, would stand there and see when the ocean withdraw that you go out there and take photos and collect fish and so on. Everybody know that they have to run now.
Peter Jensen, thank you very much for joining us from Copenhagen.
Thank you very much.